So we lived there, and of course I did other jobs that were just routine office things, different types of things. By that time, Wally had become a salesman, because as a salesperson, a manufacturer's representative, you get your own money, and then you're supposed to file and so forth. And he sold book plates for the Antioch Book Plate Company. We knew Ernest Morgan, who had started this. He said it was a half-baked socialist group. His father, Arthur Morgan, had been president of Antioch College for a while. But anyway, Wally started doing that, and of course it was hard going at first. He had all of New England, but we made a living. We never made much money, but we never spent much. As a matter of fact, we used to lend money to friends sometimes, because we so hated this interest thing anyway, that if somebody needed to buy a car, I don't mean we had tons of money, maybe a friend we would lend them some money, at obviously no interest. And the other thing is, I don't like having money hanging around. What's the use of having it? Doing nothing, you know. So that came in handy a little bit later too. But so we lived there. I think we moved there in 1958, I think. But before we could even get settled in Philadelphia, we got a call. Would we go down to Georgia to Koinonia Farm, which was an intentional community where people, you know, just put everything they had into the community and so on. And they had been really, they were really being bombarded by the Ku Klux Klan because they had no barriers as to color. Their farm market was bombed and destroyed, and the kids were harassed on the buses. It was just terrible. They did finally get, there was one native black family that joined the group. And if things were bad before, it just worsened. It was so bad that the father of that family was a large family, was too afraid to stay there. So they left and went up to, New Jersey, where they had hoped to start another community. That didn't go, but they hoped to do that. And Clarence Jordan, who was that's the way you pronounce it in the South, that's Clarence Jordan, who had been the founder of Koinonia, asked if we would come down. And as far as that's the only time I've ever done anything because of color, because they didn't want those people to think that they had changed their part, that made them change their minds about accepting all people. So we had been cheering them from afar, so we felt we had to go. So we were down there 4 months, and there were about nine shootings into the community while we were there, but we were very fortunate. Nobody got hurt. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. That was quite an experience, a real experience, being down there in the Deep South with all that going on. And what they finally did was set up a watch, put a light up on, the farm was on two sides of the road, and so they put a light up and people would be on watch. They didn't want us to be on watch. They thought we'd be in more danger than other people. But we said, yeah, we wanted to be a part of it. So we did. And I'll never forget that the first night we were out there, we were sitting in the car. There was a car parked there. And, you know, you could see cars going both ways. And a car came up behind us, was coming up. We could hear this. Instinctively, we ducked and immediately felt like fools for doing such a thing. Because, as a matter of fact, that would be the most dangerous thing you can do, you know. But we never knew whether there was anything. From then on, whenever we heard a car coming behind, we'd get out of the car and stand under the light. So, which is tactically and morally, for me, the best thing to do. But that was quite an experience, because I mean, I had never lived in the South. You know, I said my parents were both from Georgia, and I had been there, but I had never lived in the South. And that was a rather harrowing experience. Wally, they stopped selling stuff to Koinonia. And so Wally would take, he said he never had seen a $100 bill before. He'd take these $100 bills and go to far places and buy, you know, supplies for the farm and stuff. And then if that was discovered, he'd have to go further and so on. But he was never really hurt.